Good morning and welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and it is now officially Friday, April 20th, 2007, midnight here in the Central Time Zone. I'm glad you're aboard with us. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org or maybe at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. If the information on our guest is not posted yet, it will be. Have no fear. But Vernon Roth, our guest, joining us tonight from Ancient Transformational Technologies with a heck of a lot of information and already the first hour in the can, but it's going by so fast. Welcome back, Vernon.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Thank you. I'm enjoying this. I really like to learn new things, and you're certainly a great teacher.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's the truth.
I'm actually working on a book on this right now, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm writing it kind of like the Idiot's Guide to Ether. Only I think that type of title is copyrighted, so we'll name it something else.
Ah, okay. Well, that's very exciting, and I think it'll be very well received, certainly. Technology is something that that you've obviously done a lot of research in and stuff we'll continue to talk about here tonight. But, you know, a lot of it is sometimes more simple than the complexities of the modern style of doing things that we do today. And that's kind of where we left off. And I assume what you were getting at is sort of the mental aspect of etheric energy.
Absolutely, yes. When you reach a space where you have where you've put most of your preconceived notions aside, and you're willing to accept the information mm-hmm. that travels on the etheric waves, and they are waves, and they move very similarly to the water flows and how a water flows down a river, so there are currents and spirals to it. But when you open yourself to that information that travels on those waves, then amazing things can happen. And the upshot of that story was that I did manage to get my cell phone turned off, as in my mind this countdown was going, and at the end of the day I checked my messages, and son of a gun, within 20 seconds of me turning it off, there was a message there. So it was someone had called, and so when you live in that moment, you can experience life in a completely different way, and that's really what it comes down to.
Well, you know, it sounds probably fairly esoteric to a lot of people, and some people out there, the true skeptics, might be sort of rolling their eyes at this, but there is truly, truly something to exactly what you're saying, and I could put it in a maybe a more familiar context. I mm-hmm. played sports for a long time. Ice hockey in particular is what I spent most of my time doing. And when you hear athletes talking about being in the zone, that's exactly what they're talking about, is being in that moment and almost having, you know, the ability to sort of perceive things before they happen. Not in a conscious way like, hey, this is about to occur, but it's more instinctual.
Mm-hmm.
And I
Absolutely.
Don't know, yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but it's really quite an experience, that's for sure.
Well, that has a lot to do with how your brain processes information, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because I spent about a solid month this past year researching that in particular, and to the point of being able to know which spot to look out of your eye in order to process information quickly.
Oh, I want to hear this, but we are up to another break. So
okay.
Let me ask you to hang on, folks. Just another quick 3-minute interlude, and then we'll be back with our special guest tonight, Vernon Roth, and more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products. also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Vernon Roth, our special guest here tonight on Frankly Speaking Radio. Welcome back to you, sir.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. So when we left off, we were talking about this sort of in-the-zone mentality, and you were going to expand on that quite a bit here.
Okay. Well, I was doing work in how the brain perceives information.
Mm-hmm.
And what I didn't discover it, but I learned about it, is that the brain, when viewing something straight on, a certain part of the brain processes that information, and we'll just call that the conscious mind, the completely conscious mind. And that responds so slowly to an information input that, for instance, if a tennis ball were hit at 100 miles per hour from the other side of a court, and a person was looking exactly at that tennis ball, they could not respond fast enough to hit that tennis ball before it was passing them,
okay,
as it was flying past their head. However, if they were viewing it outside of that little zone, and this is where we drive and fun stuff like that, so our reflexes are very slowed, if they view it from slightly off-center or off to the side, then you can actually see things much, much faster.
Mm.
And this has actually been documented. Your reaction time when viewing things straight on is basically about a quarter of a second.
Mm-hmm.
But when viewing things out of the side of your eye or off to an angle just slightly, then amazing things are possible. And I could go into all the stories that I've read in that month long period. But it was interesting when I was on a paintball field, and three people popped out of, I barely saw them out of the corner of my eye, and they popped up. They were about 20 yards away, and they started shooting at me. The average paintball at this field was traveling at about 100 or 280 feet per second. And so they're less than 20 yards away. That gives me approximately about 2/10 of a second before they hit me, okay? Mm-hmm. But because of, as a direct result of all this research I was doing on how the brain processes information, that image of them jumping up out of the bushes and firing is permanently emblazed on my mind, and I'm watching the balls fly through the air thinking, wow, they're just moving so slowly.
Yes.
And so I'm sure that you experience things like that when you're playing ice hockey as
well. Oh, yeah, especially as a goaltender.
Uh-huh, there you go, there you go. So the martial arts actually has an axiom. It's look nowhere, see everything. And that's exactly what it comes down to. There are elements in your body that help to do this, but it really comes down to how your brain processes information. And this brings us back to, you know, your point or your statement earlier, and that the skeptics are probably saying, okay, this is just way esoteric, just weird stuff. But this is really where ether physics starts to become very, very personable. You can bring it down to the level of the truck driver driving down the road, or the single mother taking care of her three kids. How you perceive the world is going to dictate how you're going to respond to the world and how the world is going to bring its challenges to you. Okay, it's very, very applicable. It's not mm-hmm. some esoteric thing that a guru on the mountain or a physicist in a laboratory can experience and the rest of the world can't. Mm-hmm. It's really applicable to everyone in their everyday life.
It's really interesting. I want to tie this in, excuse me, with some of the ancient practices, because I believe you had told me that when you view the Nephilim or the offspring of the Nephilim, the giants, whichever you prefer to call them, I you know, it differs on the person. Mm-hmm. But in essence, excuse me, you had told me that the Nephilim were, well, you know, basically they would just go and they would eat, and obviously a giant person is going to eat giant portions of food. Mm-hmm. And at some point they ran out of cattle and they started to eat humans, and that's where the vampire myth comes from. Quite simply, they would, you said, string them up and then just basically drink their blood. Mm-hmm. It's amazing stuff. But what you had told me after that was really captivating, which is that these chosen warriors would have to go out and try to defeat the Nephilim, and to do that, they would have to go to some sort of religious sort of ceremony of sorts. Mm-hmm. That fairly, you know where I'm going with this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, please tell us a little bit about that. That was the
Temple of Initiation. There were many things that went on at that temple. There was rejuvenation. There was a telepathic abilities. But what we're specifically talking about here is the ability to have precognitive awareness. And essentially what would happen in that initiation would be an initiate would go in and they would go through certain anointings. They would take things into their body. They would be washed in certain ways. They would be anointed in certain ways with certain types of elements that are etheric in nature. They are literally a connecting bridge to the etheric realm and our physical realm. And this would give those warriors the ability to, like I was talking about, process information very quickly, respond to situations, even to the point of astral projecting or consciousness projecting, if that's too strong of a connotative term there, to project their consciousness into the very near future or over a distance and see where the enemy was and see what the enemy was going to do. These are all things that we have experimented with. I'm not talking theory here. This is all a reality. It's a little bit scary when you get into it, but it is an actual reality. So yes, these were the tools that they used to defeat the Nephilim, because the Nephilim, being the sons of angels or giants or whatever you want to call them, were an incredibly difficult foe to defeat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if it hadn't been for these people, the human race probably wouldn't be what it is actually today. So,
for better or worse.
Yeah, and I want to put this on record. This is completely off the subject here, but I've heard a lot of people talking about giants in the past and reptiles in the past, and they really lump the reptiles with the giants, and that is a completely wrong. You cannot lump reptiles with giants. They were a completely different species, and they did not like each other at all. And a lot of researchers are putting the reptilian race just right in bed with the giant race, and that's completely inaccurate. So anyway, just had to say that.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that before subject. Myself, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, I suppose, that. So, very interesting. Let's talk a little bit about some of these other ancient rituals and ceremonies and things like that and what this was all about. Because obviously, if you have the ability to tap into some sort of predictive qualities or some sort of extrasensory perception, I mean, it's powerful uh-huh. stuff. And obviously, it's not really that far beyond the realm of possibility, given the fact that, you know, you've got the U.S. military and, mm-hmm. you know, intelligence agencies tapping into remote viewers for various government projects. And, you know, this is all fact-based stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. When you look at the stories of alchemy, one of the best books ever written on alchemy is called the Cyclical Crosset of Hendai. It's a story of an alchemist by the name of Fulcanelli. Actually, it's a story of the history of alchemy, but it focuses on Fulcanelli. And essentially, it shows that these alchemical processes utilized etheric elements, these quantumly charged etheric elements, putting into the body to give a person the ability to see the future. And essentially what you're doing is you're taking this awesome etheric energy device, your body, and training your mind to be able to see outside of this particular circle of time right here and see to the next circle of time and the next circle of time. And all of these things are absolutely real. excuse me. Pardon me. I apologize.
Oh, no worries. When
you get deep into these deep into a meditative state with these elements that the alchemists in this ancient temple site talked about doing, literally the physiological response is exactly the same as those technical remote viewers. Those technical remote viewers are tapping into the collective consciousness of the universe. These ancients were doing it in another way, in a different way, but the same end goal in mind. A little bit more on the fly, a little bit more immediate need, but not any less important, not any less difficult to do. So that was another aspect of this temple site. The other aspect that I mentioned earlier was rejuvenation. You would take certain other etheric elements into the body. And in the past year, we've discovered the absolutely essential importance of light in this ceremonial process. And we can call it ceremony, we can call it religion, but really this was this transcended all of that. The ceremony was a mechanism of getting these elements into the body, and utilizing it in a positive manner. So these elements would be suffused into the body, and then the light would activate these things. And what we've seen is that once the elements are there, they are charged with the etheric energy. They're activated by the light of either the sun or something, and rejuvenates the DNA.
Mm. Well, I want to hear more, of course, because this ties in really with everything we started talking about an hour and 20 minutes ago, which is what led you into this sort of healing side of things, and of course your family and whatnot. Stay with us, folks. We're back in about 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Good morning, good evening, folks, wherever you might be. I'm thrilled that you're here with us tonight. We are talking with our good friend Vernon Roth from Ancient Transformational Technologies. And Vernon, welcome back. You know, what we've been discussing here is really a whole lot of very, very, very interconnecting philosophies and sciences and technologies. And that's where we left off. It's talking about the rejuvenation ceremonies and sort of what actual science went into that, aside from, you know, the ceremonies themselves.
The actual science comes back to the ether physics that we were discussing earlier. The ability to imprint on the body certain signatures, certain energies that will allow you to be healthy, to be strong, to be rejuvenated, that type of thing. Like you said, actually, this is where we started out, and this is where I started out, was actually trying to find a modality that would heal my daughter, and it has helped considerably. She's able to walk and speak limitedly, but speak nonetheless. So we're moving forward, and we never stop working on this. It's not done by any means, but it is it's moving forward at a breakneck pace. So I'm excited about that.
Well, let's talk about some of the products, because obviously they're working and they're all based on these things, this research you've done in various things. And from what I understand is the recipes for some of these products are actually couched in ancient writings, done in sort of like a parable or a story of some sort. And they actually correspond with ingredients. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. What you're specifically talking about is what we call Pharaoh's cream. This was in the Dead Sea Scrolls, it's called the Ointment of Incorruptibility. In the Egyptian Book of the Dead, it was an ointment that they anointed the pharaohs with. It's also an ointment that the priests used the Hebrew priests used to handle the Ark of the Covenant. Which was in a massive etheric energy accumulator that would shoot off lightning bolts at anything or anyone that was nearby, and yet these priests could walk along carrying it, being unharmed, and that was a direct result of the anointings that they put on themselves. So yes, that's the Pharaoh's cream, and what was really amazing about that is we found it in three different places. The Bible code, which you mentioned, is where the actual formulations come from. The ingredients are mentioned in the Egyptian Book of the Dead and the Dead Sea Scrolls, specifically the story of Joseph and Asenath, which is a really phenomenal story if you feel inclined to research that.
Okay.
Pardon me. But when we put it all together, one of the interesting things we found was when everything is in proper proportion, there's a beautiful violet glow that comes out of the center of this the mixture as it's being mixed, almost like a sonoluminescence type of thing, and that lets us know that okay, we're on the right track. And then as we started playing around with it, it aside from being a great moisturizer, it became a healing cream. We have people use it on everything from bruises to hemorrhoids, and it's just some really beautiful stuff has come from that.
I got to tell you, I'm a huge fan of that Pharaoh's cream.
Well, I'll send you another sample box.
Well, so. I wasn't fishing for it, but I'll take it. Yeah, that's
okay.
Well, it's really a phenomenal product. That and then of course and we mentioned this. We had Steve Ellswick on the show last week. He of course is putting together the Tesla Tech Conference coming up, which you're going to be a featured speaker, very exciting. And
that's
he mentions
right.
about the
plug that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we will absolutely, because it's going to be an amazing thing. Now, are you going to have the charged water there? Because this thing, I think this is one of the greatest things ever. I mean, of course, me being certainly not a scientist and certainly not educated to the extent of a lot of people are, I viewed it as a really great sort of April Fool's prank to play on people. You know what I mean? I just hand them a bottle of electrified water. It's awesome. I mean,
that's right.
Well, I knew it was going to happen. And basically, I want you to get into the specifics with people, because I think this is great. But anyway, you told me, you said, listen, pour it into a glass. It's going to discharge some of the electricity. I don't know what the proper word is.
Yeah, just call it electricity.
Okay. It's going to discharge some of that, and that'll be good. And then, of course, I said, no, I'm going to definitely drink it right out of the bottle. So I knew it was going to happen. But when I put it to my lips and I felt the shock, I spilled like half the bottle. But it was like the coolest experience. I had to run around to everybody and say, oh, you got to try this water, and, you know, just get a huge laugh out of them getting shocked as soon as it went up to their lips. And which is probably very mean, but again, to me, this is just a really amazing thing that I've never seen or heard of before. Now, obviously, aside from that, you could see all the implications of it as we get into this, which we'll do when we come back here, folks. We are chatting with Vernon Roth from Ancient Transformational Technologies, and again, some incredible healing and health products based on the secrets of antiquity, in essence. Stay with us. We're back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. The first hour and a half so far, no exception to that. Vernon Roth, our special guest this evening. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so
great.
Much.
That's
oh, yeah.
So much fun.
I'm enjoying it very much, and I don't know. We certainly have more than we, I don't know. We have much more available to talk about than we have time to talk about it. But
yes.
But when we left off, we were talking about this etherically charged water, which, again, like I said, to me it's amazing just in terms of the uniqueness of the product, but obviously it has healing properties to it.
Yes, the water corresponds to the spirit of the person,
mm-hmm.
and in a threefold way of looking at the person, you have body, mind, and spirit.
Okay.
And so by changing the spirit of a person, you start to change the physical and mental characteristics of that person as well. I have a friend who drinks 1 ounce of this a day, and it helps him control his temper. He's a very, let's call him a passionate man, and he drinks this because when he's drinking just 1 ounce a day, he can control his temper and he gets along with everybody around him. On that note, it will also help you if you have a lot of buried emotional issues. It'll help bring those up. It'll help bring those to the surface so you can release them and move on, because those emotional issues are what keep us trapped in patterns and programs that play out over and over again in our lives that are not healthy for us at all.
Wow.
So, yes, it works on a physical level, but it really is all about the spirit.
Yeah.
About what's going on inside of the connection to the source, connection to God. You know?
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. You know, I don't know if you still have these available, but you used to have DVDs that showed, you know, told the story of the whole thing, and it showed the process of making this water. And I want you to describe for our listeners what it is, how it works in essence, or whatever you can describe with.
Okay.
But to visualize it blew my mind, because basically it looks like a little tiny, I don't know, like a refrigerator of some sort, and you're putting in a bottle of water, and then all of a sudden you have these arcs of like purple light shooting all over the place. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the darndest thing I've ever seen.
Yes, it's absolutely beautiful. We have an isolation chamber, and we put the bottle in there, and then we activate our machine. Now, it's interesting because we use regular electricity as a carrier for the etheric energy, but we have 5 different types of etheric energy accumulators that we concentrate the ether quantum field with and then piggyback that onto the electricity. And the electricity drops out, the electricity goes away, the electricity travels on, the quantum field drops into the water because the etheric energy really likes water. This is one of the reasons why human body is so effective at accumulating it. It draws that energy in. And then it actually has set up a cascade, because you can take that bottle out and measure with an etheric energy meter. You can measure literally a breathing or a heartbeat in that water as the etheric energy just continues to flow to it. That's why you can shock yourself with this, set it on a counter, come back in a little while and shock yourself again. That's why it recharges, because literally there's an etheric energy flowing towards it, re-energizing that water. Now, I need to stress that the shock is not not the end all. It is merely a byproduct of the etheric energy. Mm-hmm. We've done numerous experiments where we take it out, take the shock out completely, but that etheric component is still there. We like to keep that energy there as long as possible. So when we ship it through the mail or something like that, we'll wrap it in aluminum foil to keep the X-rays from affecting it. Mm. But when we ship, mainly we like to ship DHL, because they don't X-ray and do horrible things to the packages like most of the other companies do.
I see.
That's our preferred method of shipping. We can ship anyway.
That's
but
great.
Yeah, the water is it really is amazing, and it helps with and it reacts with a person's spirit, and I think I think that people are looking for that now. They're looking for something that is going to help them reestablish that connection in there.
I love that. Well, one of the other products that you'd let me try last year, which is really exciting, is powdered gold. Now, I said it's exciting because I had read about this for a long time, that a lot of these I don't even know, holy persons, holy men had used these types of things, and that this allowed them to, I don't know, you could say achieve a sort of higher spiritual level, which I'm not talking about like something like magic mushrooms or magic brownies or anything like that. I mean, it's completely different. It's just what you were saying is that people are noticing a dramatic impact in their IQ when they're ingesting this gold.
And I have actually received reports in the last month itself from an independent researcher that tests all of these products back in New York, and he was absolutely amazed. He said, I didn't tell him what to expect at all. A friend of his called him up and said, you have to try this. I shipped him the product, and he called me back, and he said, this is what I experienced. I experienced more mental clarity, better ability to multitask, think clearly. Everything that that you were just talking about, he told me, and I was just, okay, yep, there we go. We're on the right track. Mm. It was not a placebo or anything like that.
Yeah.
He experienced it, and he had exactly the same experience that everybody else that has tried it has had.
Wow.
We get that powder. We call it glacial milk now, because it is a glacial moraine. There are no chemicals in it, unlike a lot of other Ormus quote unquote products, which use a lot of chemical processes to actually break down gold. This is a very natural process. It comes from the earth. It's a very natural process, and there are no chemical bonds and such in it. So it's a little bit, I like it a lot more than any others. What you're talking about with the magic mushrooms are people that are seeking a spiritual experience through a chemical reaction. And that's really not what this is about. This is about a spiritual experience by reconnecting to the source, and we're using a bridge to get there, which are these elements, and that's help us along the path.
That's pretty amazing stuff. Now, you also have a gold liquid, do you not? Now, I remember these things because I remember the gold liquid as being very, very tart tasting.
And yet it's completely invisible on an X-ray spectrograph. We actually add minerals to it to make it show up there.
Oh wow.
Yeah. That is the direct device that we learned how to do, the direct technique we learned how to do in the ancient temple ceremonies. That's what the liquid is. They took these elements, and we can make any elements that we want. Specifically, we make gold and gold and platinum concentrates, and they put them into a water form using etheric energy that concentrated it down into the water, so your body could just suck it right in and send it where it needs to go.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Instead of saying, you know, like a metal, it's got to take it in and it's got to process it someplace. This is an etheric form, pardon me, of the metal, and your body can absorb it very, very quickly. That's the gold. And when used in conjunction with the white powder of gold, the glacial milk, and the liquid, that's when your mind really starts to take off.
It's really spectacular. So, in essence, you mentioned that there was mind, body, and spirit were the three main components that a lot of these ancient ritual ceremonies and techniques would enhance. So, now the water would be for the spirit, I presume?
Yes, the water is the spirit.
And gold would be for the mind.
The gold is the mind, both the white, the liquid gold, and the white powder.
Okay.
And then the Pharaoh's cream and our various other incarnations of the cream are the body.
Okay.
We have the Pharaoh's cream. We have a joint formula we call restoration, and we also have a silver defense. We don't sell a whole lot of the silver defense because it's very touchy. Different elements react differently. Silver is a little bit different, but the silver defense is like a first line of defense against bacterial infection on your body.
Oh, okay.
So it's a great product too.
Yeah. Well, definitely. And I'm. Like I said, I was very, very excited about that package from you and being able to experience all those things. It was really nifty to see these things and to see them work and react in the ways that they were supposed to. You know, sometimes you just don't notice anything. And I've had that happen before. People have told me various things. Oh, you know, here's, you know, I'll send this to you. You try it. Tell me what you think. And I'll say, well, I'm sorry, but I haven't noticed anything. But with
you know,
this
I
stuff,
understand that.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it does happen, and that doesn't mean they don't work. I'm a very bizarre person, Vernon. A lot of things don't really
I understand.
Work. Yeah, I just have a different reaction to things than a lot of people do. But that's what makes it exciting. So, what else do you have available for people if they want to get a hold of you?
Well, the telephone number is the easiest way. We have a website going up. It's been up and down the past year. It's ancienttech.com.
Okay.
The telephone number is the easiest way. Please call between 9 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the during the day, Mountain Standard Time. The number is 719-783-0310. And that's the easiest way. excuse me. I will be at the Tesla Tech Seminar Salt Lake City this July. It's the last weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mm-hmm. It is a phenomenal seminar. Everyone in the world should be there. Unfortunately, not everyone does.
Yeah.
We've got a great lineup of speakers there this year. One of the best, we were talking about health earlier, a real dear friend of mine is going to be speaking on Lyme's disease there. It's a great experience. So
sounds really exciting.
Yeah, I wish you could be out there. I wish you could be out there.
I'd like to. All I got to do is somehow find a way to get off the no-fly list, and then I would be there with bells on. No, this is so exciting. And we talked to Steve, and he mentioned all the things people are going to have there, you know, to demonstrate. I just am blown away by that. Because this is like really, if you think about a really incredibly advanced and exciting science fair, that's kind of what this sounds like to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow, that's such a
wonderful thing. TeslaTech.info is the website to go on that.
Yes, very exciting, and I want to talk more about it. But don't think you're wrapping up just yet, my friend. We still got some time.
Okay.
And I want to talk with you about magnetism. Now, you mentioned that the sort of Einsteinian style of physics compared to the ether style of physics basically contradict themselves in terms of what is magnetism and whatnot. Is that fairly accurate?
That's fairly accurate.
Okay.
It's a complicated field to get into, but let's just say that our idea of magnetism changed around the 1950s.
Okay.
Before that point, things like dowsing were fast on their way to becoming a science. But then magnetism was limited to a very, very strict idea, and dowsing was relegated to the status of, you know, fringe activities at best.
I see.
Let me just say that when you stick a magnet into a bunch of iron filings, you see a pattern develop, right?
Yeah.
That is not the pattern of a magnetic field. That is the pattern of a whole bunch of magnets stacked together, a whole bunch of little tiny magnets stacked together. If you could actually look at that magnetic field, what you would actually see are these beautiful, constantly rotating, constantly rotating fields. They are perpetually rotating, swirling fields. And when I say perpetually, that gives a really amazing, or a really blatant clue right there, is that These magnetic fields, they're always moving. They are always flowing. They are these vortexes of energy, pulling energy in and escaping out. And there are few places that you can actually see this. You know what I'll do is I'll send you a link to what – there's one video on the web that actually shows this, made by a good friend of mine that did the research, figured out how to look at a magnetic field real time,
wow.
And it completely changes. I mean, it's Nobel Prize worthy is what it is.
Wow.
Because – if you were to look at a magnetic field this way instead of the static thing that our science says it is, magnets can't do work. It's impossible for magnets to do work. No, that's not the truth at all. They're constantly rotating, constantly moving, and that is the key to making a magnetic motor. Now, the idea behind a magnetic motor is a motor that uses its own power of magnetism to turn and continually turn and generate power, either motive force or generate electricity with it. That's a holy grail. I mean, people are looking for that like you wouldn't believe. But the answers are right in front of them, and I will give you a clue. Anyone who's out there listening, the answers to making a magnetic motor lie in working with magnetism, paramagnetism, and diamagnetism. I can't say any more than that. I will be presenting on it at the Tesla Tech Conference, and I'll demonstrate the principles of it there. But
can you define the terms?
What's that?
Can you define the difference?
Okay, magnetism is something that is, essentially magnetic, like a neodymium magnet. Magnetic element is something that is either naturally magnetic or can be imprinted with a magnetic field very easily. A paramagnetic element is an element that will only generate a magnetic field if it is acted upon by an electrical impulse. And a diamagnetic element is something that repels away from magnetism. The most diamagnetic element on the planet is bismuth.
Mm.
Pure steel is real high quality steel, rather, is paramagnetic. Copper is paramagnetic, and so is aluminum. And so I see all these magnetic motor designs with copper and aluminum, and they say, well, magnets don't stick to them. Well, if you take a copper tube and drop a neodymium magnet down the center of it, you will see very quickly that, yes, magnetic fields stick to copper. It has to be a moving magnetic field, but it will stick to copper. And same thing with aluminum. This is why a lot of designs for magnetic motors just do not work, is because they have copper and aluminum mixed in the mix in there, and the magnetic fields grab onto it, and it won't work. The other thing that the problem is that whenever you move a magnetic magnet, if you were to literally just shove it across the room, you would expand its magnetic field, and so suddenly you have a much larger field to deal with. So I'll be demonstrating all of that at the Tesla Tech Conference.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a little bit more. We have a commercial break, and we'll give out all this information again. And, folks, if we can, we'll get in some of your phone calls here, but you better call quick, 800-313-9443.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to the tail end of hour number two here, Frankly Speaking Radio. And I'd like to remind you that this hour is being brought to you by our good friends at PrivacyCrisis.com. Privacy Crisis, of course, the book by Grant Hall. He was with us on Monday. He'll be with us this upcoming Monday as well. And this book basically instructs you in proven and legal methods to secure and basically remove traces, I guess you could say electronic and paper-wise, from yourself, your person, your finances, just about anything under the sun. Protect yourself from stalkers. Protect yourself from snoops. Protect yourself from people who are invading your privacy, whomever they might be. And all you need to do is pick up this book at privacycrisis.com. You can get the ebook, or you can also pick up the hardbound copy. You can pick it up used at amazon.com or order via phone. Call Borders Bookstore and have it shipped to you at 702-433-6222. That's 702-433-6222. And our guest tonight, Vernon Roth, is dazzling us with all this information. Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Boy, there's so much.
Good to be here.
Oh, I'm enjoying it immensely. I mean, you have no idea. I wanted to ask you this. At the Tesla Tech Conference, obviously people have a lot of things to show, and you mentioned you'd be displaying some of these things. Does that mean you have working things to show people?
Oh, yeah. Everything I've talked about tonight, we've had we either have working now or have used in the past.
Really?
The magnetic motors, I'll be demonstrating the principles of magnetic motors. I can't, because I'm under an NDA.
What's that? Non-disclosure agreement?
Yeah, non-disclosure agreement. I can't talk about all the magnetic motor stuff. Mm-hmm. But, yes, we like hands-on. We like practical. I don't really deal in a lot of theory. Everything that I've talked about, like I said, is we've done the experiments. We know that they work. We know that they exist. We know that this is how it was done. So,
wow,
yeah.
That's amazing. I want to give out all the contact info again, but we are running out of time. Is it possible to convince you to stay on with us a little bit longer, take some calls?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, hey, yeah. That's really exciting then. Well, what I want to look at here is sort of alternative energy. We hear a lot about various things like ethanol, hydrogen, mm-hmm. Electric cars, batteries that can hold charges longer, things like that. And obviously, since you've done so much work with water, I'm very curious your take on a lot of this stuff. If you don't mind, and then maybe tie it all back together with what led you down this road in the first place, which is Nikola Tesla and obviously mm-hmm. resonance and the importance of that and how it can be applied. All these things are things that I think we're all interested in here. And, you sound like you seem like the guy to ask. So
okay.
That'll be exciting.
Well, thank you.
Well, let me give out our phone number here as we wind down toward the hour. Folks, if you have questions for our guest, Vernon Roth, you better get them in now. 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And obviously, the website, which when I checked it earlier, it wasn't working when I could do it. But as Vernon had said, it's sort of back and forth. We do have a link at our website at franklyspeakingradio.com. Now, it may not be posted just yet because I don't know what time our webmaster headed out of work today. But basically, it's ancienttech.com. That's www.ancienttech.com. And then we'll also have a link to a MySpace page for Ancient Transformational Technologies and our guest tonight, Vernon Roth, in which case you can get a lot of your answers at those two sites and figure out maybe if this is something you're interested in participating in, experiencing these products for yourself, or maybe if you're one of those industrious people, which I wish I could get time to go and see this thing in person, the Tesla Tech Conference coming up this July. So we'll have Vernon on again, but he's going to stay with us here, folks, so bear with us as we pause for a brief station identification, 90 seconds, and we're back.